तस्मात् कर्मसु बहिर्मान अज्ञानात् अर्थकाशिषु मार्थदृष्टिं कृतात् तत्र स्पर्शिष्य अस्पृष्ट वस्तुषु
Tasmat, therefore, karmashu, infruitive activities, varahishman, O King Prajini Varishadho, agyanat, out of ignorance, arthakaushishu, in the glittering fruitive result, ma, never, arthadrishtim, considering to be the aim of life, kritaha, do, srotrapsvarshishu, pleasing to the ear, aprishta, without touching, was the show real interest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhajanananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear King Bhajishman, you should never out of ignorance take to the Vedic rituals or to the fruitive activity which may be pleasing to hear about or which may appear to be the goal of self-interest. You should never take this to be the ultimate goal of life. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 42 and 43, it is said, men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowery words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power and so forth. Being desirous of self-gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. Generally, people are very much attracted to the fruitive activities sanctioned in the Vedic rituals. One may be very much attracted to becoming elevated to heavenly planets by performing great sacrifices like those of King Bhajishman. Sri Narada Muni wanted to stop King Bhajishman from engaging in such fruitive activities. Therefore, he is now directly telling him, don't be interested in such temporary benefits. In modern civilization, people are very much interested in exploiting the resources of material nature through the methods of science. Indeed, this is considered advancement. This is not actually advancement, however, but is simply pleasing to hear. Although we are advancing according to such concocted methods, we are forgetting our real purpose. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Yaro vidya yato mayaro vaibhav, tomaro bhajane baddho.
Badha.
Tomaro bhajane badha. Materialistic studies are the glare of Maya only, for they are an obstacle to spiritual progress. The temporary comforts of life experienced either on this planet or on other planets are all to be taken as illusion because they do not touch the real purpose of life. The real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Ignorant of the real purpose of life, people take to either gross materialistic activities or ritualistic activities. King Bhajishman is herein requested not to be attached to such activities. In the Vedas, it is stated that the performance of sacrifice is the actual purpose of life. A section of the Indian population known as the Arya Samajist lay too much stress on the sacrificial portion of the Vedas. This verse indicates, however, that such sacrifices are to be taken as illusory. Actually, the aim of human life should be God realization or Krishna consciousness. The Vedic performances are, of course, very glittering and pleasing to hear about, but they do not serve the real purpose of life.
Hare Krishna. So here we find, they said, karmashu infusive activities. We understand from Vedra that there is called Vedra as teachings, dealing sometimes from, it's called karmakanda, jnanakanda, upasana kanda. Then again, Upanishad is saying, karma has got three types. One is called karma, that means karma, akarma, vikarma. Karma means prescribed duty, so that you do and gradually everything. But Krishna is short saying, Brahma Guna Loka. You can go up to Brahma Loka, but you can somehow become Brahma, become the activity, that is what most of the people are. Or become Indra, or become king, or become minister, president, Mr. Universe, Miss Universe, so many things. But because of your karma, punya karma, again, king and punya, just like make money and become, and be poor. Just big tycoon, somebody in the Wall Street growth is a stock market. Huh? And she has suddenly become multi-million and become a street beggar. And some hold his money and stay in Sheraton or Hilton and one day, one young, take him back to Mickey Mouse. This one is most of the people. Nobody approaches the sultan to become, say, please give me this place. What? Some few, some time back, I went somewhere, not advanced, please give me blessing. So, we don't have any sons, no girls. Please give us and we can have son. Actually, this we know many stories from the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's so many things that ritualistic activity. What? To get that desire. What is desiring? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, most of the days in this world there are two words. In the service of Priya and Seva. Priya means immediately, which gives me pleasure. I just want my any woman likes, and if I have got a son. So, but this is not good actually. If you know what is good for us, and the person knows. Best thing is to serve with the human life. Is in the rest of the Lotus Dal Thakur's such a good this verse, Lantar Sudhu Ravana. These 8 million forms of species of life, they don't know. There are 9 million likes of nine lakhs types of limited in water, according to Puran. Reptiles, insects, types of many, 11 million, Rudra Sankoka, 11 types of Rudra. Many about 10 lakhs, 1 million types of birds. There are different types of nuclear, different characteristics, different. There are 20 lakhs, that is 2 million types of trees. Plants and creepers. The 3 million, 30 lakhs types of animals. So and human, 400,000 types of. One you say, how? Buddha explained like that. Even still now, not very long ago, they are human beings, they used mechanicals. Actually, most of the people are on the note of passion and ignorance. Everybody is born in ignorance, he says. And so, everybody is born as a sutra. The moment they come, Krishna says to Arjuna, so you know Vishwavira. Veda says in nature was nothing, but the interaction, whatever you're seeing is nothing, but there's a the interaction of the three moments of nature. More of ignorance, more of passion, better you transcend this thing or how? Mancha Purova Vijaya Bhakti Purima Sivati. One who renders unalloyed devotional service. At once you transcend the three modes of messiah. That's we are supposed to do. But what can be done? We should do this, but we would unhate it, makes it desire. All of us, the more of passion and ignorance, most of the time. I wish I began this, I wish that. That's called priya. Priya means immediately it gives me pleasure to my senses, to my mind. I want to become top leader. Everybody cancels my order. I don't. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, I want to become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Even Prabhupada, and Prabhupada thousands of months. Tell about yourself, Prabhupada. I am not a servant. It is not easy to become a servant of God. To become president of a country's assistant requires qualification. So Prabhupada wrote in a book, you want to go back to Godhead? In 1965, around that time. Around 1965, Prabhupada in America, but his actual movement started in 68. Everybody is not strictly following on this, the Deepika, or following the principle. Then Prabhupada said, so you want to go back to Godhead? You didn't have to go to Godhead, very good, but you need to see that you are qualified. So every night, or once every night, out of Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddha, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and one of them said, India, can you see how much you are making advancements in terms of according to your surrender to Krishna, our spirit devotee, you will take up all the symptoms of God or a saintly person. There are 26 symptoms, then you know how much you have become a Vaishnava and you can qualify to go back to God. That's your goal. And also, Krishna told Uddhava. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maybe I can discuss a little bit about it. Let me see. How many of us know all these qualities? You don't mind. So, Krishna, when he is winding up his pastimes in Dwarka, Shraddha and Aro, where they are in the province, by one hunter, they go to India, Gujarat, that place is still there. They say, this is the tree, Krishna's tree. Very nice place. It's called Pravas Kirtan. A nice river coming out, still not as neat, clean, very nice. And it's going to the sea, not very far. It's called Pravas Kirtan. Now, apart from that, I mean, you have to go by car. And there, that person actually, in past life, in Lord Ramchandra's life, they say he was the son of Boyu. Ramchandra shooting an arrow. That really is not proper. They do that. So, he killed my father. So, you want to give me blessing? Give me blessing. So that the next life, or one life, I can kill. Lord Ramchandra did it. He was in the came as Krishna, and the hunter thought maybe something, maybe some bird or something. Krishna's lotus feet, then reddish pink, or something like that. And he couldn't see the whole body. And I went there. Oh, not a deer or anything. He said, Lord, he's seeing the poor handed form. Now, what have I done? Shocked. No, that's not it. No, it's okay. Don't you didn't do anything. These are things I brought. Like that place is still there. He can go to Dhaka sometime, you know. He go there. I want to go to Prabhas. Anyway, what I was saying, I forgot. Must have said.
Quality.
So, Prabhupada said that Krishna was winding up, then I go back to now, to my abode. Then Buddha was very attached to his great devotee. He looks almost like Krishna. From his childhood, he will be like a dog. In India, this is the system, even Prabhupada did. The deities are given, they just tell you. This, the GT, put nicely dressed, the people are attracted and say, I go to many temples and never see such a beautiful deities because they dress so nicely. Was everything you first got, you become also first class deity. Oh, over the moon. Entering how do you work? You have to do intimacy, you have to do sanasi, guru. No, we develop the quality of Krishna. So Prabhupada himself said, I'm trying to be a servant of God, that means Krishna. It's not easy. Prabhupada is teaching us. Is he not a pure devotee? Of course he is. But he is teaching us, for example. He's teaching us. So Prabhupada wrote down all the works. 26. That is in Chaitanya Chaitanya 26. If you chant that, that is chief main quality, others are subordinate. If you, depending on your quality of surrender, you will take up. Oh, the wonderful quality of Krishna. You qualify by two others. That is your quote. So, that Krishna then said, no, you go to Vajina. And we will go to India, sometimes try to go to Bodhina. There is Narayan Rishi there. We may not see. We may see the deity, of course. The deity goes down. 6 months covered with complete snow. And deity is taken down somewhere. Another deity stays there. They say, the deity goes down there. 6 months they worship. 6 months he may be. The ambassadors placed there by compiled. And Ganesh is sitting there where Ganesh was writing and Vasudeva was dictating and Ganesh for hand. This is the hat. You can go and see. It's not in the world. Actually. Where Draupadi, Panchapanda are going up. Not everything, bringing everything to Maharaj Parikshit, to glory, the universe. And just a little after that, Draupadi couldn't make it. So you see, it was a nice place. Then I go with some blue lotus. And she liked it. It's very nice. And that's why the husband tried to please the wife. But she likes the blame of the blame and give to take. You like it? One's face is still with that. Not that funny believer. Anyway, what I was telling you. So, that. Krishna then told him, I will tell you about devotional service. Then he described, who can go back to God? Who is a true Krishna? He has got 28 qualities he mentioned. If you surrender, you will develop all this. Here, Chaitanya Chaitanya will find his 26 qualities. Anybody can depend prayers, but anybody can develop these qualities simply depending on the quality of surrender. Surrender means that they say that. That is his favorable to Krishna consciousness. Unfavorable, reject. Have faith, firm faith, Krishna will protect me. And he'll maintain. He'll maintain as we are all waiting for Sahara, clothing, lodging. And then you will have only one interest, the interest of Krishna. No other way. And last is always weak and humble. This is Sarada. Now, depending on his quality, in more detail, Bhakti Vinod Thakur writing how to Sarada. Very nice song. So, it's in the song book, page after page, so many pages saying each of the 6 points I said, he's describing detailing how to do that. Very nice. Do that. This. We should do it. Anyway, time, I don't know, will permit to tell all this. Otherwise, we think we can go. If we surrender to Krishna, or automatically, we will develop all these other 25 qualities. He is very simple, he is self-controlled, he has no material desire, he gives respect to everybody, doesn't expect respect from others, he is clearly, he is poetic. He doesn't talk nonsense other than Krishna consciousness. He is. we can ask ourselves a little bit sometimes, introspective and check. When you go back to Krishna, we don't ask how many Vishnu people be distributed. You are president, you asked this thing to Gopal Kumar and he came back. But this is the quality that says, don't find out a fault unless you're authorized. Guru Tengu was there. He can buy clothes and then Tata Anderson find Gopal Kumar. Said, maybe I'm studying something, maybe this is good. He said, he's peaceful, he's clean. Clean means not taking back three times, clean and hard. Always thinking of Krishna, things related to Krishna. Krishna's pleasure. He's with those who doesn't find out as poor, or he's faultless. Out of 28 or 26, I said, only 10, 12. So many more. Tell something. Anyone? His teachings of Lord Chaitanya, there, Chaitanya Chaitanya, all these things are there. He's compassionate. He's benefactor of all living entities. He's very friendly. 15, I say, still there, more there. And again, yeah? He doesn't quarrel with others. He's meet the hook. He eats just as much as is necessary to keep his body and soul together. At one point, Prabhupada said, yes, a few days ago, when Mataji was asking, I'm doing japa, so many lusty desires are not allowed. Prabhupada once said, I told Prabhupada, says, from time immemorial we have got this thing, what can be done? Don't be frustrated, but try. You come and go, and try. Eat only, as Prabhupada said, so that you don't die, eat that much of it. And this will be done. And some quills to that condition. Once in America, I was a people, many developing countries, you know, they suffer from malnutrition, don't eat enough. Some people say, there are yogis, the hardly eating, they just take one spoon of rice, that's all. You want to be yogi. Yoga means basically self-control. The controlling senses means mind. Very difficult. Even Krishna's queen, who lives within the heart of Krishna, one day Krishna's trying to tease her, testing, because she may get a little proud. Krishna sometimes crash the proud of his, even top devotee, or Chimna, or Rukmini. Rukmini sometimes used to think, wherever Krishna goes, anybody is there or not, but Krishna is always taking him, he's always there, cheaply. So sometimes he feels I have something special. Prabhupada also we saw sometimes, see some devotee become really proud because of his position and designation. Crash! Call him, chastising. Who do you think you are? Yes. Like that. So that Rukmini, Rukmini was telling, ask me, you marry so many other kings are there. You are princess. You should look for husband with spring, skin. I am a little coward for my village, the Vrindavan. I said, why are you marrying me? Better say, at that time she has got son are married, they may have son. And she is shocked what he is saying. Actually, he is not joking. Seeing how she reacts, and actually she was finding Krishna. And she seeing this thing Krishna talking. She was so shocked, she fell unconscious. At once, out of compassion for his wife Krishna, then comforted her, killed her, embraced her, and she came back. Since another made some watching from this hand, then she could understand Krishna taking conciliating words so that she thinks he was joking, just with us, and don't take it seriously. Why is it? We work so hard after the whole day, the husband by sometimes joke. How do you joke to come back to us as seriously? Then she can understand. No. Then she is glorifying Krishna. You say all this, and she is repeating all these things. Why is he repeating as husband? Then one point he said, you don't go. Big king, there's nothing. There's just a skin body, a body, the made of, like a bag, skin, and the marrow, blood, parts, conscious, things are there. Do you want to deny them? That's king. Who is the king? Actual controller, it's him also, better or better. Who can? Everybody under them. Who can? Say, I'm king of this emotion. They're all bound, they're controlling them. But again, the senses, our body and the senses, are most formidable. See if this is proper translated, I don't know. Or the Sanskrit, or the Sanskrit, how strong body. His senses are most formidable. They are the actual king, they are the actual controller. Who is the controller of this material? It's neither one. But you are beyond that. So, you know this, you are not controlled by senses. You are standing between the senses. You always keep them under control. This is the advanced devotee. When Krishna and Yudhishthira talking, Krishna said, all is bhajito, unconquerable. Nobody can conquer. But on surrenders to Krishna, surrenders to God, and uses all his senses, uses all his senses, body, everything, for the service of the Lord, at once, he will be self-controlled. Using the senses properly in the service of the Lord, then it's controlled. Then, though God is unconquerable, he can be conquered, just like your wife, Draupadi, just like your mother, Kunti, all your five brothers. So, would you be fine saying, you are telling to practice yoga, I find it impossible to control the mind? Let us sit here. Anybody has controlled his mind? Yoga said, how to control? But we have to. Even though you say we have to. Yoga said, whatever comes in mind, mind is like a monkey. I'm not telling much about it. This is the only proposition. Some aspect, the second game. Job retreat, seminar or job, I was attending with Guru Prasad Maharaj and my god brother. When did this come? For how many days?
5 days.
Simply on job. Huh? Job seminar. Some kind of seminar. So this is a little bit. So anybody can say, who can tell I have control of my senses? At least we are honest. Your bhakti means Swarupati will give up all forces. I am this, I am that. And one day you will become fine. Krishna will crush your pride and become Mickey Mouse. Nothing. There is no story. The Mickey Mouse story? For example, just a little bit. Could you think you are? So one day one day came to a stage that we have all desire. He said, what do you want? Please. What do you want? He said, he's scared. I'm a mouse scared. He's troubling me. I'm always scared of him. He is chasing me. He said, so what do you want? I'm making it dead. All right. Let it be. Take some water and put it on the ground. Let it be. You become a cat. So after some time, what did happen? Dog is disturbing me. So what do you want? Can you make me a dog? All right, the last. Make me a dog. How long do you think? Nobody is over him. I want to get out of the house and then in the jungle. Wood! Tiger! Come on, run! I can't do anything. Somebody over my head. Again, I went to him. Sir, what do you want? Can you make me a tiger, please? Alright. Saha, let it be. And then on. Sometimes sat down and looking at the city. You are staring at me. What's the matter? What do you want? and he's staring at me.
What?
You want to leave me? Yes, yes, I want to eat you. Become Mickey Mouse again. That's what happened. We become caterer sometimes. Very well. They say, devotee to one God is very humble. He's free from force, we say. How become pure? He gives all material desire. That is definition of bhakti. Anna vilasita sunna. And another definition is sarvapati nirmukta. Become free from all false ego, I am this, I am that. Upadi, bodily designation. Tatparti na sarana, engage yourself in service. At once, you become nirmala, then you become pure. Vishikisha, then inter body, with the senses, you serve with the master of the senses. Then you control the senses. Then you control the senses. Then what you are doing. Rishikena, Rishika means senses. Rishikena, Rishikesa, master of the senses. Krishna is the one name, Rishikesa. Still Rishikesa, you can go in India, there is a place called Rishikesa. After Haridwar, the gate of going back to Godhead, Haridwar, the Ganges is coming down to plains, very strong current. You go to Haridwar somewhere, very nice place to yourself. Haridwar is more or less practically a town of sadhus, of course, hosting personalities. Take out every day the Ganges, nice scenery. Look at the afternoon, some elephant, deer coming, other side. But there are still sadhus on other side of the river also there. They don't care what they do coming. Doesn't think to anything, they're always thinking of God. So, the most of people, they don't know, nothing we do. They say, nothing we do, nothing, they don't know. Sattva, what is the sattva? What is the ultimate interest? Simply thinking, what pleases my senses, pure. But there is something which is mysterious. There is one free from enviousness, complete. He is Krishna, he is the swan. Who knows? There's milk and water mixed. Take only the things portion. You see this swan? I try to taste a little from my little bit. We say swan. Hamsa. Hamsa's nature is crow is also bird, swan is also bird. But crow, like makes it mixed. There's a garbage can or a dead body, a dog, a cow, anything else. Thinking priest all over the world. So we are also going. Most of the images in newspaper, so many jhanas they seem Bhagavatam. Devotees are always answering Dita, Simon Bhagavatam. Just like Swam, take the best part, that which is related to Krishna, but God, he is interested in this. Other things he reject, this is Swam. He is called Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa. This is pure Krishna. Yes, yes, yes. There is something to do, living in a human being that used to call Hamsa. Everybody was Mr. Hamsa at that time. Well, it may be a matter of dignity, not pure complete, but they go back to body. Then we taste of anything else in those days. But still now, problems are there over, those are done, so I tell you, go be sure that Bhagavad. Don't do it on the top. But the Sanjayana Thas Bhavaji, Gopinath, so even going to leave his body, he will not take renounced on his death. This is going to be very difficult. They can tell me true sannyasi. Say, no. But sannyasi will go to him to ask for all the siddhanta, you know. He was staying in Jagannath Puri. But Haridas Thakur Samadhi is there. Jyotir Mahaprabhu personally put Haridas Thakur Samadhi. Haridas Thakur is going back to Godhead. Before Jyotir Mahaprabhu disappeared from the physical vision of others, and he was dancing with Haridas Thakur, putting it under the sand, Samadhi. Ask everybody, put something. and so this, that, and chant, dance around Jagannath Puri temple, distribute prasad. Why? Because the devotees go back to God. So we also celebrate the Vaishnava appearance, disappearance, then the difference, appearance and disappearance. And going back to God. So, apparently, we are separated from Him. Maybe physical, but we do not have instruction. Prabhupada. One devotee asked Prabhupada, in feeling separation, when you come back to our temple? Prabhupada said, I am also feeling separation from my guru. He is not with me physically. Some 30 years or so. But when I follow His instruction, I am rest assured, I am certain He has given me all that. So, as I think, He also do like that. He is called. Serving the body, serving the Lord of pure duty, feeling separation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. How to feel separation from Krishna? Then we can advance. Automatically all the things will follow. Simply. We have to have that mood. What the Brajavasis have, all this. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, the six Goswami. That is our ideal case, the Goswami. They come from deep minister's position, may actually aristocratic family, or a rich family who not does the same, but day and night in Vrindavan, either chanting the holy name 5,000 times, Rupanatha's Goswami paying obeisances, writing books on time, no time to eat, no time to sleep, a body. This is revived soul. He enjoyed so much in devotional service that he has no time for bodily problems. Sleeping in Prabhupada and in Vrindavan, he didn't have blankets, and Vrindavan severe cold. Whole day after writing the Rasamas temple, back to Gaudiya Palace, translating, towards the end of the afternoon, he wrote something. This is the ideal duty. It's once a day, he has something. So I told Mataji, eat as much so that you don't die, that's what Prabhupada said. I'm not asking you to do that one night, not possible. Practice. And don't be after Kalati Bhutti said. No be, not you, everybody. Kalati Bhutti said. In the past 1-2 years, it's okay. Others might be agitated. In the name of taking prasad, you may be taking selected food, may be very palatable. Then he cannot reach to this. Jivar Dala se iti dhikhaya, Krishna Dharapadam, Krishna Naipadam. And also personally try to control sense. When you go to sleep at night, mind gets agitated. Not control. Kick out the mind. Get out and ask help. Why all these things bring in my mind? But we cannot, unless you have got spiritual strength by chanting nicely at this 16 hours, very nicely, early hours in the morning. Early days, I remember, before coming to Mahabharati, many devotees, Mataji's devotees, boys, they finished 16 hours. Get up 1 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock, going to distribute group, chanting, guessing, 10 to 1. And 3 hours? 11 to 1. Again, get up. Finish now, or maybe 1:30, 2. Finish now. Then take part in the Mahabharati. This is very important for spiritual life. Also, prasad. Never, Prabhupada told Mahaji, never make your tongue touch anything other than prasad. Good by the way. Because you contaminate. If you eat somebody's food, good by, not materialist, not falling for the different spirituals, your mind, your consciousness will be affected. This happens to guru also. The disciples take initiation, not following. You did Mangalarati? No, Maharaj. Your wife? You have got children? Oh, they have got so much to do to earn money. How many years you have taken initiation? 8 years. Oh. Why you call me? And I want to do Sadhu Seva, you take prasad and I give it. What about your initiation too? How many rounds you have done? 9 o'clock. How long is your time? What did you? Oh, Maharaj, you didn't do that. Why? After don't want to know this life, back to God. What? See, what sort of religion I? We don't want to grow, we are not interested to go back to God. This life. This I am not doing. Then why do you take initiation? This is serious. The other thing to show me. Just we have to tell others. They are saying, we are initiated, and he also wants to tell. That actually is not initiated. In true sense, you don't practice the initiation. What is this? They are not following. Anyway, so many other things I am saying. So, we know, karma karma, everyone is working hard to enjoy the fruit of this. We give an example of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one day, Krishna's all these boys, there were 16,000 queen, and all the brothers' kids, they're playing somewhere, gone from the palace to somewhere, the forest or garden. Playing. After they are thirsty, something like that. They drink some water. They say, let us look for some well, so we can drink some water. Out of well. Unfortunately, it's all dry. But look, there's a geyser. The geyser seems to enter. He cannot come out. Well, they thought maybe she'll help him to bring it down when they die. So, went back, lying on the sand. Then he saw the geyser. Oh, my sweet. Can you say it? Okay, Krishna. Maybe with the sun. He stretched his hand. Krishna, all mystic power. Stretched his hand. At once, he turned into a dazzling figure. Krishna is acting like a human being. He is God, he knows everything. Still he says to teachers, why are you put some army body? He did something. Then he started telling his past. He said, yes. What happened? That I know that if you do charity, among all charity, still now, when somebody comes to my home, I've seen, they come, we show them who shall be the army body. The devotee said, in India, people are also a big problem country in life. They say, I like to teach some service to the Lord. But I think you shall give donation of cows, there's a hyacinth, this sort of donation. Oh, I say, okay, we don't want your money. We can take you to the where cows are sold. Come from Punjab or other good cows to Bengal. Near the railway station, they give them. You can come and which cow you want to give. So he used to give hundreds and thousands of cows, like Adam, this guy. So I'm giving you one. To who? Either Sannyasi or Brahmin. So he used to give to the Brahmin in the discount. Now sometimes they give dog. One day he said, give me a cow, buy something, cow. Again he give it. Anyway. And something used to happen. It created a dispute between two Brahmins. Once he gave cows many, and one cow didn't go with the Brahmin, and he's giving to another Brahmin cows, that cow went with him, the Brahmin took it away. Then when the other Brahmin came to him, he said, no, this is my cow. And he said, no, this is my cow. Right? Come here. And he has to go to settle. He said, you decide. He said, sir, one after one. You go with this, I will give you better many cows. No, I want that cow. Otherwise, no, you give me this cow came. I don't give it. I will give you many cows to give it away to you. No. Both are adamant. They won't be free from that cow, they want that cow. Because they met and they got very angry, the Brahmin very angry, he had to suffer. Of course, nowadays they call into the Brahmin. Those days are different. So when he, after death, when he went, everybody has to go, according to his karma, to Jamuna say, so what do you want? Want to suffer for what you did wrong? Or what you did pious activity? Want to, he said, I want to rather suffer for my, for what I done wrong. Okay. Become a precursor, a lizard, that is the lizard. He told natural suffering say, oh, I want to be like minister. I want to become Mr. Inverse. I want to become Mrs. Inverse. Most Cassius Clay. Now what are you going to see Cassius Clay? Cassius Clay said. After the interview, the devotee asked, you used to tell, I am the greatest. I remember when I was young. Cassius Clay said, nobody can defeat him. He is the greatest. After you asked, I don't know whether he ever defeated. But devotee after a long time now he is married, he has a daughter. Daughter is also very good. I tell you something in newspaper. One devotee is in America or somewhere going to have an interview with him. The last conclusion he is saying for the mind is, yes, you say it, I was greatest, but now I realize I was actually greatest, but greatest fool. Why am I greatest fool? Now see. Now, at this age, I am, cannot take even a glass of water. I can't control, even I control over my body, my hand. I have the Parkinson. There is one type of paralysis called Parkinson paralysis. The whole body, you have to control over. Any part of your body, somebody has to help you to take a glass of water. You know, near you. And somebody has Parkinson. One day I went to see him, and all the time he's chanting, hearing Purva's death. Then I said, how can I avoid this Parkinson? What is the cause? He said, Maharaj, don't drink much tomato. When we just clear his finger and feel it can have us knocked it down. Said, his doctor said. So we can see how we are also a disproved children of people. That my guru said, you are the fool number one. What I say, just simply do that. I did now, simply chanting that, said, sometimes, I don't know. It's not I am doing, sometimes chanting, sometimes laughing, sometimes my guru became very pleased. He said, you take love, love. So we can ask ourselves, how much we have taken love to Krishna, the king, about Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime. Serving Krishna, dear. You know, this is stage developing, coming to love or gradually. But at least I hope we have got some attachment. Let us see. Who likes prasad? Raise hand. At least this much attachment. You have got hope. Somebody may be like also Krishna Pada. Who got one in my book? They're talking about Krishna, Bhujvasi, Gumpi, Skavari Bhai, Sarvani, Jashna. Everybody is listening. Prabhupada wants to be silent. He was also sitting there, he's listening. He usually Prabhupada, before they go, Prabhupada asked them, give enjoy the little prasad. Little laddu. Listen, people, devotees coming more and more, Prabhupada said, darshan, back up. Then Bharana groups are big welcome. 2% can sleep. So wide, maybe 10 feet. Yeah, that's fine. We are disturbed in Jagya. So getting more at one point. Nobody can come and live. And did I tell this thing here? Yes, there is someone else. Then at some point we have about 11 o'clock or 11:30, somebody trying to force his way to Prabhupada. Don't disturb, don't disturb. Then you distract your attention, then listen. This is what we should do. He asked Prabhupada, then Prabhupada, how are you becoming such a wonderful preacher? Then Prabhupada said, when my Guru Maharaj used to talk some again, my Guru Maharaj started talking to him, preaching to him Krishna consciousness. For hours, hours. When do we come, sit down, listen? My God, brother, sister, and then go away again. Come. I used to sit down, non-stop, not going to prasad. They are all dragging things from our heart and this body. All these things will go. Right. And other things comes. They say, Sutatam, once you're very eager to hear from devotees. Then what you desire? Vasudeva Katha, you develop taste in Krishna Katha. The old life is in jargon, us only. Magazine, we have some patterns, many of us. Back to body, overseas. We make our distractors so popular, like outside some famous magazine. In India, Illustrated Weekly, or International Leaders Digest, or Time Magazine. Everybody likes to read, make this magazine. This is our goal. This is our subtle thing. It is the only ultimate goal is this. We are joyful to go back to God. So, but most of you living in a more passionate ignorance, they cannot understand. This is simply, if they will marry, and then one day die. In Hindi, if we tell in India, khao, jiyo, piyo. After that, what happened, who cares? You don't know. Doesn't know, become how talk or what thing. Mickey Mouse, cat, rat, or dolphin, he's always surfing, because who was there surfing and enjoying holding? Because they're not surfing, they're suffering. After that, he may get a body so that he can only drink water like a dolphin. Nobody has chanted Hare Krishna in India. Chant dance is not rotating. Take yourself, you go to knowledge. Life is done, full of knowledge and gifts. You know, that is our goal, back to God. We'll ask Him one thing. So, what do you like in a lesson? Name. Suppose in English I say, back to God. He is scared to tell. He's testing, he asked him to translate his books. He is not sure, he is thinking, he doesn't like to say something, he is wrong, he is being sure. Right. Bhagavad Dasa. That means, Bhagavad means Lord. Dasa means seeing, visiting. Back to God, he said. So, this human life, we say, is Sudhulam, there is something, and Mata said, who are dealing with him? One is Brahmani, he qualified. Think someone thinks I'm going everywhere. There's some people in India who I have gone. I mean, after this, where I go, I don't want to die. But why do I have to die? I don't want to die. Why? Why do I have to have disease, death, all these things I have to face? Lord Buddha tells all these things. He has a prince, he has going out a chariot, and he saw some guys dying. Sanyasambhu saw one day his home came to Matswara. And I saw somebody's disease. He said, why is he suffering all this thing? And they cannot say, they say, everybody has to go through. Everybody, I have to? Yes. Then he left his home. Prince left home. Went for meditation, that place is Kindra. And he was enlightened. Under a tree, it's called Bodhi tree. Go to Goa, this great place of pilgrimage. Or from time on, from Ramchandra, you went there. When someone dies in the Indian one, and you do offer prasad to Vishnu's prasad to their forefathers, so that they get good destination. Goya, Jagannath Puri, they mean Vrindavan, near Jamuna, or Jagannath Puri near the sea, or Dharavan, or whatever. Even Lord Ramchandra, Sita, they mean, Yudhishthira, of our window to their forefathers. And this is interesting, that is the mythology. Instead of going to become Indra, Dinjaka, or Dinjaka to become Brahma, still one day you can again come back. Then you have Puna, Karma, there's also space, then you come as a human being, go through the cycle. Better, don't do karma, don't do vikarma, but if you are forbidden to do, you all want this karma, this devotional service. You are not bound by your piety or impiety, transcendental serving Krishna. And even if you do little, it will never be destroyed. It will come back again, start from next. And the Buddha said, many of you are born in different countries to help me to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction in the town, giving me protection. Well, some become but very background, not all of them come. Very nice, you are fortunate. Thank you very much. Interesting. Yeah. How long have you been in practice? It's very long.
How long have you been
practicing?
Practicing like 3 years.
It's not very long. Even the old devotee, 30 years, he's still there. Nothing, ice cream, pizza, hot pasta. Okay. What to speak of you? He's there. He's like that. It's difficult sometimes. But try. You have to want something real, something very valuable. You have to pay the price. Do it gradually. It's all right. Sometimes take something nice. Don't take too much. One day, one devotee is eating so much gulab jam, then he's dead. He has no control over it. Take too much. Sometimes people say, you are brahmachari. How brahmachari live in the ashram? Unless there is some attraction in the beginning. See, attraction only thing, Prabhu said. Make prasad very nice and tasty. So that this will keep him in Krishna consciousness. So it's okay. But at the same time, don't make it either. You are different. Make sense? I'm not finished. I think I'll tell 18, 19. More, 6, 7 more there. I said, Uba said, always remember at night. How much you're progressing? How much you're progressing? You check out every night. Or maybe at least not. Both of them say, be at least. Check how much you're progressing.
We don't seem to come even though we are.
It's a gradual process. Go slowly. Check out. One time, 8 million 400 species of life will be passing through. They have got all these things. Eating should be made out nicely. So, to give up this thing is too much you are expecting in a short time. Yeah? But knowing that is uncertain, any moment you can die. Maharaj Parikshit was given notice of 7 days. You don't know the next moment, nobody can guarantee. You will remain alive. Suddenly a stroke, please. But before that, should trust the future. How sweet you think, dream of. Better make Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, think your past is buried, so forget. Think your future is sweet, that means you don't know. What will be the future? Make the present moment Krishna conscious. You'll find in one day your future is bright going back to Godhead. Make sense? Make this moment. This is cash we have. Use it properly in Krishna service. Otherwise, not properly use it. Can time again come up. Doesn't matter whether Brahma or Indra. Again in melancholy, Indra kicked out, and somebody was gaining power. Then the research scientific sent some big, very exquisitely beautiful offshore to break his vow. He's too much getting power, but to demonstrate. Sometimes Indra is successful, and he again gets his power. This is happening to all of us, more or less. What Prabhupada said, I'm repeating this. I don't mind. Just telling it around. What Prabhupada said, repeat this afternoon to us. Something wrong. You have control over all these things? No, I'm trying. You are giving pizza. So what can I do? Sorry? 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 Okay. So he cannot run out of the future market. His father is saying, What are you talking? Somebody is mad after Jyotharma. He can tie him up. He can lock him up with the rope. No, no. I don't run. It's your only son. And Jyotharma advised him, don't lie to me. Don't come back. But externally, act like normal life, like any other. The boy is married. You are married. Look after your father's property. Is something your father, mother, be happy. At heart. Don't externally show your austerity, penance, or at heart. Detached. And pray to Krishna. One day, Krishna will help you. He will come back to me. In other words, Jyotharma is teaching us, for Rana organization, there have to be some brahmachari. But suddenly, color from pink to gradually as a light, one by one. Some jasta, it is already embarrassing. I'm showing this color, another one. Can't you know that? Are you upset? Yeah. It's very embarrassing. So, I don't know, here, at least in India, so somebody, give me my wife. Make the color a little lighter. So they get used to it. They're not that hard. Even if you have a husband, you know, not that hard. This is what the Prabhupada says. Prabhupada, during the years I want to become sannyasi. Oh. You want to like Mahaprasad? You want people to worship you? You go to hell. Develop the quality. Don't try to enjoy your life. Is everyone sannyas? Don't want to enjoy your life, children, no. Take care of what nicely. Become detached from my heart. Don't matter. Don't get a nice food card of deserves. Nice dress and that is sannyas. You know what they've done that? They've done that and dress is that. Sannyas. These are external symbols. Does it make sense? Because Krishna will see your heart. Krishna will see your heart. Other mercy of Nama, those as good as Krishna Bhagavati can see the heart. You are enjoying, you want to get rid of the responding. We take care of your body and children now. And now you try, borrow. Now which one you want? Better at heart. Devotee won't take sannyas. He's going to die. He said, I go to Jagannath Puri and all the time absorb and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sannyas is going. Nobody should come here to disturb me. But still, people go one day, one Calcutta, one Madhavari. He came to Vrindavan, gone, and stay a little bit. He said, I gave all my property to my wife, I do. Now, your son is grown up, he will take care of you. I don't bother him now. I'm going to be bhajan. He didn't tell the Hari from Vrindavan, Mathura. He was doing bhajan with his heart and all this thing. And suddenly saw one is gone. For what he said, I want to get rid of it. My wife sent my son, the eldest son, go and see whether your father is getting food, good place to sleep, with a rich man. And he said, what he gave it to me? He's going to do it. He said, Mother, you take it. I don't want or anything. Maybe so, because of anxiety. You know. Papa, what do you eat? What do they? How you found me? Now my mother sent me to see whether you're getting proper food, sleep, any time. So, why you disturb me? I gave away all this thing, did it? You just know me. I have given you everything my property is in. Why come and get disturbed? I don't want all your money. Even you are with your wife, but married, and your mother is there, you know, go. And if you are in India, cut off relation. Why are you thinking, I am eating good food? Why are my husband eating? Why are you thinking? So go, he tell his son. He's gone from India. And the guy, they ask, what are you doing here? Where did you come from? I'm coming from Rajasthan, that district. So, what used to do? I was in the moment railway officer. At one point I thought, my son is grown up. I should follow Indian tradition. I told my wife, don't look for me now. Okay? I'm going to my brother. Anything could happen any is cleaning. Who take care of him? Who take care? They take care of the cattle. In your country it's not so. I know. The society is such. In that way, very favorable. So, mother, father, always had us to son, daughter, I have seen here also. It's a tug of war between the devotee and father, mother, with the devotee. The girl doesn't want to go to his father, but all the girls, mother, you see, if there is a rope in the tug of war, you see, you know, what's it called, that race? Competition? The rope, they pull, and they pull. The girl, one hand, they're all the mother is in Brahmachari, and her mother and father pulling that girl from this way. It is seen even in this country. It's me. You know, old days, always father and mother will come. Disturb. Oh, become Hare Krishna. Oh, come back. In India, so many. Like the Prabhupada said, who is sometimes father, mother, crash. Even now, we must crash by adoption. All my son will make them denounce. A curse. No, no. You can never stay in one place and enjoy life. No, so this is a blessing. I must say that. The Prabhupada also said, I gave this curse. Many father mothers. You took out my son. You took out the same thing. Prabhupada's disciples are facing. All father mother coming and getting angry. My son doesn't listen to me all day, right? I can inject my son and he's listening to me during the short time. What he can't think of. And sorry, no, deep. I'm gentle. I have a good time, sir. But he's short. I look forward to see you all.